With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel is a nation in waiting, waiting for the first group of hostages held by Hamas to be released. A deal between Israel and Hamas will not only win freedom for some of the captives, it will also trigger a four-day ceasefire in Gaza. Originally expected to happen today, now the hostage releases and a pause in the fighting, not expected until tomorrow. Some 150 Palestinians held by Israel are also to be set free. It was not a terror attack. That's the assessment of the FBI. Regarding the speeding car that went airborne and crashed, exploding in flames yesterday at the Rainbow Bridge, linking the U.S. and Canada at Niagara Falls. Melissa Raffalo was nearby when it happened.
We saw a huge plume of black smoke rising from around the border checkpoint area. And then we kept walking. We got into our car. And then the police directed us away.
Two people in the car that crashed and exploded were killed. A border agent manning a checkpoint where the vehicle crashed suffered minor injuries and has since been released from the hospital. Also at SRNnews.com, as the holiday shopping season kicks in, more consumers expected to use buy now, pay later payment plans.
A boost in those payment plans is good news for retailers, but credit experts are sounding alarm bells. The short-term loans often come with consumer-friendly interest rates and allow shoppers to make an initial payment at checkout, then pay the rest in installments. But analysts say key features of the plans can make borrowing too easy and saddle consumers with excessive debt. Data show younger consumers and those with difficulty accessing credit use the loans most frequently. Greg Clugston reporting.
The stock market closed for Thanksgiving. Wall Street returns to work tomorrow, an abbreviated trading day. This is SRN News. Parents all across the country are waking up to the fact that their children are being exposed to books and ideas in the public schools that are grossly inappropriate. What to do?
Interact with the school boards. They can submit requests for information under state law, you know, like the Colorado Open Records Act. Every state has a law like that. They can talk to their school board. They can get involved in school board elections.
Teresa Seid-Botham, an attorney with Telios Law.
Honestly, they can't get the schools to cooperate. They may want to vote with their feet and leave and put the children in other forms of schooling. Parents can do a lot and shouldn't lose hope. It's their kids. The schools don't care about them like they do, and they need to take action.
When kids were attending school remotely during the pandemic, moms and dads suddenly got a look at what they were learning, and many of them became alarmed. Parental rights groups started forming shortly thereafter and are becoming a political force in many states. This is SRN News. New faces and old favorites are flying, floating, and marching in today's 97th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
The new balloons include Beagle Scout Snoopy with Woodstock, Blue Cat and Chugs, the winner of an internet contest to get into the parade, Kung Fu Panda's Po, Leo the Lizard, the anime pirate Monkey D. Luffy, the Pillsbury Doughboy, and the curmudgeon-y duck Uncle Dan. Will Koss is the parade's executive producer.
I'm so excited for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is our 97th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's going to be the biggest and best parade yet.
I'm Julie Walker.
Hawaii's leaders want to make it easier for tourists from Japan to visit the U.S. state by creating a traveler pre-clearance program. Governor Josh Green and other state officials proposed the idea during a recent visit to Tokyo. More details, SRNnews.com.